Blog Talk Radio.
Say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer.
I got that black on black skin tone. Actual fact syndrome. That's why I dropped the jewel in every verse you heard me shit on. Okay, it's a Slumdog opera. The tale of a king whose name wasn't on the roster. My road to glory was road to perdition. And act two, the turn is just the memoirs with no omissions. We came a mighty long way from standing near the stove in the cold. The greatest story ever told. The realest niggas see the pain in my storyboards. The true believers say, wallahi, I support the ball. My life feel like a highlight reel. This is lightning striking. Feel how the zeitgeist feel. Get a slight chill.
I got these niggas breezy.
My swag is on 1.21 gigawatts, 10 trillion kilowatts, hardcore thriller pop, Michael Jackson, nigga rock. Google me, baby, understand where I'm coming from. My destiny's to hit a grand slam when my number comes. All hail the lyrical, grand wizard imperial. Niggas signed a dotted line with hope, that's a miracle. And I ain't lead the thugs alone. The humble and meek will surely inherit the mud we own and shoot up every club we clone. The flow is too atomic, the poetry's too Quranic, a young prophet Muhammad. And I could drop a verse to change the whole vibration. The whole rock nation, the whole live nation. So pour libation. Beware but prepare for the polarization. It's the globalization. Warn all the clergymen and notify Satan. I've been waiting, it's the notarization. I've been patient.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it.
1,000 kisses to the haters, cause they made me greater. 1,000 wishes from a million slaves to raise a savior. 1,000 visits to these dickheads at these major labels. From Big Daddy Kane to Big Daddy Kane and Abel. You pay a cost to be your boss, nigga. I paid the wager. Master both sides of the force. And plus I made my saber. Yes, sir. I'm a soldier of love. Drowning all my sorrows and woes in the club. My white boys say that shit you spit last year, bro, was like a real fine Merlot in the cashmere throat. Some black chicks say he ugly. White women, they love me. My Asians and my mommies don't put nothing above me. I call it as it happened, the art of quality rapping. One autobiographical chapter can start up the rapture. And even though I walk in the narrow valley of death, all I see is green pastures, bitches screaming from the rafters.
I got these niggas breezy. Don't worry about it. We'll be right back.
shit. Dr. D.R.E. Rose and Jay. Let's get them. We started out mopping floors, and now we front row with the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah, and it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. To the white boys, got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5 to 6-4s, Dre got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 stack seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came stepping on a nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the D-gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C-thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas dreams coming to fruition. Stumble but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We should listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, meanings on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three. 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for weave new. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking the places you can't go with your BDM. Screaming Carpe Diem until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. I take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates. Fuck show money, I spent that on Drake. Close the curtain, fuck boy out my face. I whip the coat, let the lawyer beat the case. Murder was the case that they gave me. I killed the Hermes store, somebody save me. Something to the max like wavy. Oh shit. Oh, something to the max, I'm so wavy. Used to shop for TJ Maxx back in 83. I don't even know if it was open then. I ain't no Oprah then. Had the XL80 bike. Loud motor, they be like, damn, when I'm coming through, ring. Had a grill in 88. Y'all niggas is bleak. You got all that, right? I love the shit like my own daughter. I spray these niggas, baby, just like daddy taught you. Young. It's just different.
Papito, te amo y nunca, nunca quiero dejarte. Pimpin' thing to
got a bitch, hang out with the Deco Double, girl, be a part of this. Now hang up your coat, blaze the dope, never missing a stroke, yeah, yeah. Now this here's a Tapita, you ever seen a stretch Learjet two-seater?
No.
It ain't what you want, it's what you need a real ass nigga to help you kick your feet up. Now flip the channel to Lifetime, you stay on my mind, even when I'm writing rhymes. We can chill all day until the night time, I let you know when to go at the right time. I know you don't wanna go, but you gotta get the hell up out of here. I say go, you say no, go. You want, and we don't wait until the first of the month. We never hesitate to roll $100 blunt. Nigga, money is nothing to us. It's big pimping over here, baby. You fucking with us? Struck it rich with the struck of the luck of the Dutch. Tripled you up, you lit a light for the flush. You got plans for a honeymoon. I got plans to move your fine ass up in my living room. At the studio, on the D-Lo. Is you with it?
Never leave you, love.
You got to be committed to do what I say, no matter how I'm spinning, you're with me. If I say go, that means go. Now go. Spend a week with the blackjack tripper. Unzip your zipper. Got a couple of bitches that's gonna help you up out of that. I want you to sing with them. All y'all sing together. Come on, we're gonna be a group. Let me hear you say. All my bitches, let me hear you say.
Look at my cheap ass mic. Through the headphones, yeah. Yeah, Funkmaster Flex, baby. Yeah, we're gonna set it off.
Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, y'all. If you don't stop, it's just a beat, rough and rough and about to rock. Yes, yes, y'all. But you don't stop. Is it?
Yes, yes. Put my snipes on the target, west, west. Leave this girl alone, rest, rest. I wanna be in her world, just, just. Cause every time she put it down, it be the best. And every time after we get done, less stress. Yes,
run the shit back from my
dad, that. She wanna ride me like I'm a Cadillac. Cause she the diamond with that diamond in the back. And she love the way I'm vibing on the track. Yes, 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 she loves the way I spit. How I fit in the pocket. She wants to be on my shit.
Your girl wants to ride my dick.
She wants to be on my shit. Because you know she can't
bump again. Yes, yes, y'all. You don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, it's just a beat, rough and rough and about to rock. But yes, yes, y'all. But you don't stop.
Yeah. Is it the Young J, they say the rich bastard. Cause I come through in two with this fashion. Cartiers and J's and buff glasses. Babes, they hope they legs, they freak nasty. I just take her face, I'm so classy. Got two to take her place, a Bay Magnet.
Run the shit back.
Beats and breaks is handcrafted. No mistakes in them crates, your bitch asses. Taught by Dilla the Great, this make nasty. Whatever state killing them plates and assassin. Creed give them dick what they need, they so catty. The cream got them stripping their jeans, they love daddy. She wants to be on my shit. Your girl wants to ride my dick. She wants to be on my shit.
Because you know she can't bump again. Yes, yes, y'all. You don't stop. Yes, yes, y'all. If you don't stop, it's just a beat, rough and rough and about to rock. But yes, yes, y'all. But you don't stop.
Yeah. FC, we the best, we ridiculous. Ask DJ Khaled, Static Plus bitches. We problematic to you battered ass niggas. Peace the lines, ain't no lies, jotted in the sentence.
16 bars, plenty raw, stylistic. 60 bars, they on bars, they ain't gymnasts. All in the drawers for the friction. Looking for the log, special admission. Gonna have to switch to see another nigga's vision. Cause if y'all killing shit, I bring it to existence. Keep 6 bars, 6 large, I'm senseless. Cigar, sick car, chauffeur, pimping.
She wants to be on my shit. Your girl wants to ride my dick. She wants to be on my shit. Because you know shit can't
bump again. Until the beat, I rock a rocket, don't stop. Until the beat, but you don't quit. Until the beat, rock a rocket, the ultimate of this. MC, y'all persist to this. Nah, can't fuck with it. Nah, that's not fun. Yo, I put up this shit, run this shit back, but like that, y'all. Now I'm just give to F, the ladies pick. The whip they fight for mind and life. Cause I'm the grandmaster of the 3 MCs that can shock the house.
There we go. I think we're live again. Yeah, check it, all along. Unplug my phone. Back in the zone, been home but been gone. Prioritize the life in case I do not live long. And finally find some time to sit down and pin the zone. Might as well try to tell you how I feel when I feel. And not just when it's time to pay some bills. Life is real, you can miss it every day. Trying to get a little pay, fill a page with some change. Trying to feel a little change on my mind. I be thinking about the rain, but sunshine shines every day. But hey, what can I say? This is sunny California where the phonies run up on you. Cause they want you to be just like them. I'm on the corner about to get a swisher from the liquor store. Twist the throat, sit at home, pin a song. Call a chick, get some dome, play my shit when I roll. Cause nobody knows my mental like me. Open my window, let you people get a beat. My life is simple though, they think the shit is deep. Sheets be sleeping on me cause I finally got some sheets, please. That's for wifey, not just hoes that wanna ride me. Cause they like me when I ride in the beat. Stone niggas say they gripping chrome, splitting domes and they stoning. I just feel I'm pinning the poem. Peace, I can't believe they think it. Yeah, even my peeps say it. What? Yeah, just because I'd rather eat in peace. My life has been a bitch like this chick name. Sitting alone on my own dick. And when I'm going home, it's just, yeah, all alone. Back in the zone, no. Wifey at home, been home, but ain't bone, no. Threw a few dollars to her, told her get her comb out my hair, turn a square to a slip and lift my dome in the air. Above clouds where the rain falls all inside my home. Like pain colored paintballs, call it what you want. Niggas laugh cause my faith's strong. All I know is no one knows the places that I've gone. All faces that I've seen cry, seen laugh, seen die. Seen eyes of my life in all of them. Seen signs of falling, but I caught hope. Will in my wings, halo, I haul hopes and faith like a new black pope. Fuck a debate, I am dope when I wanna be and flow when I'm on a beat. I stroke when I wanna need to ski. Fuck the streets, they will fuck you if you don't. Keep your enemies and homies on the ropes when they're supposed to be close. Papa told me and a few that know me, show me the ropes. Hanging on dreams to be happy, whether lavish or lean. I've seen enough to make a boy die nappy. Now a man on the search for the God that I am. But actually, I'd rather be me. Is that? My papa told me it was. My old lady said it's.
Because I'd rather be all by myself instead of laughing with the crowd. If I don't care to be part of their gaiety, they often say to me, don't be so proud. But how are they to know I'm looking high and low for love that used to be my own?
That socket. I'm about to go rocket. Apollo 13, something you ain't never seen, girl. I'm rocking your world, breaking down walls, baby, so you can't block it. So please don't fight it. I know you're excited. Hey baby doll, let me show you my game and how I lay it down. I get serious like Jermaine, I don't play around. If you're curious, I suggest you stay around. Yeah, stay around. So hopefully I can get your neck and make a nature sound like
oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, like how I break it down. Yes, it'll be just as good as I make a sound. It's funny you put up barriers and I take them down. Stay so you can love me or hate me now. But you ain't tripping. If you wasn't feeling it, you would keep your distance. But you not, cause I'm persistent. Cause you ain't get me to run around. Cause I'm prepared when you come around. Yeah. Explosives in my pocket. When I plug in, I'm exploding that socket. I'm about to go rocket. Follow 13, something you ain't never seen, girl. I'm rocking your world, breaking down walls, baby, so you can't block it. So please don't fight it. I know you're inside it.
Steps to the outside of my local spot. Knew about me in the way I drive, both was hot. I can tell she excited, but Moke is not. If I had a dollar for every time that I broke a mile, I'd be richer than I currently am. But girl, fuck all of that shit, cause you do a backflip. She asked for my number now, she want my address. Perhaps we can slump, but maybe not, but fact is I'm out rolling dollars, so the world is my oyster. Finally hooked up, I told her she got a choice to keep this in the friend zone or keep getting moister. And I'm not boisterous, but I got a voice and shit, yeah. I wanted to make a scream, later back at the crib, just wishing on a dream. But nothing seems funny, what's the deal with the scene? Then she told me that she played for the other team. Damn, but I had explosives in my pocket.
When I plug in, I'm exploding that socket.
Word up.
I'm about to go rocket. Apollo 13, something you ain't never seen, girl. I'm rocking your world, breaking down walls, baby, so you can't block it. So please don't fight it. I know you're inside it.
Like a piano, my architect knows Japanese.
Yeah.
Yo, girl, she Japanese.
Yeah.
No hands like Socrates. Yo, fuck boys like Socrates. You niggas ain't Japanese. Niggas ain't looking like me.
Nah,
I ain't checking ID. But I bounce them with no problem. Tell them, bro.
I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning. I'm winning, yeah, yeah, I'm winning. Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain.
Why? Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Better than you doing you.
Different color my passport, Instagram my stack load, hashtag my day wear, and your girl drank my daycare, and I'm born rich,
life ain't fair.
Super spoon cool, ho.
Ain't nobody sicker in my Fisker. Ain't nobody. Fiskers don't make noise when they start up, just so you know.
Top of the holy totem. Rich forever, a million was not the quota. My father owned half a MoMA and did it with no diploma. Year off, got no rules. Tripping off of them toadstools. More green than my Whole Foods, and I'm too fly. Jeff Goldblum got a glass house and a Palisade. That AKA White Hood, White Hood.
Okay, KKK.
Trying to take us a shop at IKEA. So Maserati, you ripping the gear. Spending this money is long in the near. Live like a Cobra, love me and Sophia. Waking up broke, man, wouldn't want to be a friends with a dope man, help a nigga real. Bring a girlfriend, man, trouble when I see her. I'm on a pier. Oh, I got my cool on.
Tell them, man.
I'm winning, so they had to throw the Gatorade. Now I don't give a fuck about my family name.
Why?
Friend of the show, Prentice Powell.
Arsenio, I'm tired of us always having to prove our love to our sons. One of the biggest compliments I get a lot of times is how great of a father I am. You see pictures on the internet. People compliment you a lot because they see photos. And honestly, sometimes I want to tell people, don't tell me I'm a good father when you don't know anything about me. Fun-loving daddy and son pictures on a Facebook page do not equate to instilling values into your child's development. And the fact that I'm black should be irrelevant when it comes to my ability to raise my son. My skin tone should not make me any better or worse when it comes to the paternal instinct. But because fathers like me are apparently extinct, I get extra praise. And for what? For doing what I'm supposed to do. From strangers. Strangers who don't know, when my son was born, I only got him from 12 noon on Saturdays to 5 p.m. on Sundays, went to the court to get more time, came back with 12 noon on Saturdays to 5 p.m. on Sundays, plus child support, fought for a year, had him for a year and a half, if not more, had him 50% of the time, if not more, only to lose him when he started school to summertime and rotating holidays. So when you see me in the streets with my little one and want to say, it's so good seeing the father doing his job, spending that quality time, don't, because I am being robbed. Robbed of the greatest gift. Forced to live through pictures on an iPhone to recognize the touch of my lips more than they do my fingertips. And the smell of his lotion every day I rub into my skin, so when I smell myself, I think of him. Forced to live through memories that occur within the span of 1 week. Through occasional webcam chats with a child too young to speak back, so when he reaches for you through that camera, all you can say is, son, I miss you too. Or watching your son learn how to ride a bike via Skype at the hands of another man, and even though he is a good man and you are glad he's around, that man is not you. And not letting his mother know that all this is getting to you, so you get up to grab some tissue, because at all times, that distance of 3,117.4 miles can feel more like 3 million. try dropping your son up at the airport with 3 teeth in his mouth, go 4 weeks without him, watch him come back with 5, and see if you don't beat yourself up for not being around during that time. So don't tell me I'm a good father when you don't know anything about me. Try to convince a courtroom that knows nothing about you that you are simply worthy of time. See, thousands of people inspired by your story but still feel that you are getting nowhere. Have people motivated by the pain that sits right here every day inside of your chest, and that same pain being a reflection of the amount of love that you possess. I want you to imagine your newborn baby sleep. You're watching him. Try to get his sleep patterns down pat, praying to God you get it right, because you have one night and have to go 6 days until you get him back. Imagine being able to fly through this world doing what you love to do, but because of a court order, your son before the age of 1 has to fly twice a month, which may mean by the age of 2, he'll have more frequent fly miles than you. Try never spending a day in your life locked up in prison and still watch your child grow up primarily through photos. Learn about his milestones via text message or Facebook and see if you don't feel numb. So how can I smile when people tell me I'm such a good father when I feel like I'm not giving enough time to actually be one? Raise your son without feeling like you're actually raising him. And although everything in this world doesn't go the way we plan, I can accept that. All that's fine. I just don't understand how a man can be forced to pay half of daycare, half of medical expenses, food, clothes, water, but the same man that laid down to create that child is not automatically given half of the time. Something about that situation is not right. And when I'm done with this poem, I mean this. I don't care if any of you clap. I just want my praise, my kudos, my air, my earth, my water, my drive, my moon, my sun, my baby, my motivation, my son. I just want my chance. I just want my son, Justice Prentice Powell. I want my baby back. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Prentice Powell. I can't hear you. That's Prentice Powell.
Kanye to the, yeah, okay. I'm getting spins all day in L.A. Look, we could go to the D where Dwell A dwell, D.C., P.G., or A.T.L. Back in the shy, mean my life like a magazine. Honey, wanna know the details about my ebony? Well, that's XXL. Far as the penthouse, yeah, that's upscale. Mademoiselle got a hell of a black tail. I'm feeling a vibe, a body and soul. I heard you stay in a metropolitan home. Well, let's kill all the poly and I offer you a cosmopolitan. Let's jet out the club, get some oxygen. Your friends claim I'm a player, you'd be lucky to keep me. But you know people gon' be talking about us weekly. My car be in a robbery, P-O-R-T. But what's more important to me is that
you open your ears. Don't allow these words to be ignored by his. Hearing lullabies containing the same old lies. Stealing just a deal is a crime. Besides, I know you wouldn't mind trying something new, so
first and foremost, got to give a shout out to the sexiest engineer in the building, the one continue to give that to us, man. We're going to continue to give that back. All right, let's go ahead and proceed into a little bit of hip-hop news. But before we get started, I got to introduce some and present it to others. My man, the one and only, Mr. Breezy. Taylor, what's going on, son?
You doing? What's cracking, man? How you doing?
I'm here, man. We back, you know what I'm saying, to the little week off, whatever, but we back at it, you know what I'm saying, doing our thing. Of course, man, I got to hear about, you know, first of all, your first mission, and how everything went down on the hip-hop
rally. Well, Thursday, which was my birthday, which was the event, it rained all night, so, you know, not many people came out, but it was cool, still rocked it how we did. As far as the weekend, man, you know, I kind of chilled, but that was the only Captain Kirk. We went to a day party on Saturday, and I responsibly killed brain cells this weekend. You know, I hated it for a while, but, you know, I didn't do my thing, so I killed a couple brain cells this weekend right there responsibly. You know how it goes.
No doubt. That's a beautiful thing, man. I know you're kind of,
Hip hop still come up again in July. So it's gonna be on the popping, man. So you know, the machine don't stop. You know how it goes.
Well, it's going. You know how that go. No question, man. So you know, we gonna go ahead and get some hip hop news, man. I'm glad everything kicked off for you real well on your birthday weekend, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Of course, we gotta ask you. You know what I'm saying? When the next time you gonna, you know, do the hip hop field joint out there in the DMV area, but we're going to get into that a little later. And hip-hop news, my man David Banner was in an interview with Vlad TV. He goes on to say that immigration is worse than slavery, all right? So in the expert in the excerpt, he says, people always want to say that we should give up the way, you know, we feeling about the word nigga, David Banner says. But really, you should give up the power you got from slavery in America. He goes on to say, I feel like any man who sits up and constantly comments about what another man says, that female like, what that woman do in high school, you know what I'm saying, because of a lot of time, people might not have the same experiences as me. My mom says that being a visionary is a blessing and a curse, because you're able to see, but you're cursed to go it alone. These people may not have that experience. A lot of these people are not from the South, and they don't know the trees that our people hung from. For me, I don't really care about nobody's opinion. I only care about how my people feel. I'm with you. What you got to say about that, Brick?
You know, I actually had a conversation yesterday about the Confederate flag. Truth be told, you know, this is my opinion, those that fight so hard for it, fight so hard, you know, to keep it in place, I don't think they really give a damn about the flag itself. I mean, the flag is really nothing more than just a bumper sticker. But what the flag does, it represents an era of when, you know, Southern whites, not all of them, obviously don't want to put them all in a, you know, bad light, but those that ran with, you know, things with the iron fist, you know, they ran with the iron fist and kept their necks in our backs. So it could be anything. All it is just a symbol. It, you know, they could use something else, you know, for a symbol. So it's not like they care so much for the flag. It's for what it represents and the time period, you know, that represents. And, you know, this is coming from somebody whose parents is from Mobile, Alabama, who has lived in the, you know, in the South for some number of years. So I'm not some person outside looking in, but going back to what you said about worse than slavery, I can't speak to that, you know, but both people are being uprooted, you know, from what they thought or what they know as their home. So there are parallels to it. I just can't speak to which one is worse because I wasn't alive during slavery times to compare and contrast, but I mean, they're both equally bad, especially with what's going on in the Dominican Republic. These people have been born and raised, here. They ain't crossed the fence. They ain't swim. They've already been there. And now basically said, you know, next Tuesday, if you don't sign this registration form, oh, by the way, today's Friday, we send you across the border somewhere. So, I mean, the ink was bad. And it affects everybody. You know, people think it's just a Dominican Republic or Haiti thing. That affects everybody, you know, because a lot of Haitians, you know, here in America. So, I mean, it's a world problem, not just a Dominican Republic or Haitian problem.
Right, and you know, that situation is getting, you know, seems to be, you know, being foreshadowed by all that's going on and taking place, you know what I'm saying, here. You know, the sad thing about that is you know, and I'm going to be real about it, I got a lot of Dominican friends that I go back and forth with, but, you know, when you don't recognize your African heritage, you know, you refer to yourself as being a European or colonial, you know, that's a big problem, a huge problem that dates back to, you know, I mean, years and years of being conditioned to think that way. So, there's a lot of validity in what, you know, David Banner had, you know, said in his statement, and, you know, as far as integration, you know, being worse than slavery. You know what I'm saying? And I put a piece up, an excerpt from, you know, Martin Luther King's speech that he did, after the March on Selma in Montgomery, which touches on, you know what I'm saying, how back then with the Confederacy and Jim Crow and, you know, the effects of that and being segregated. So I'll be sure to post that on the Popeyes Radio page and also on the Corner Politics page. So, you know, we can get another, you know, view of that. But I agree with what he says, man. There's a lot of validity to that. And me, you know, being from the South, also, and you know, growing up in the South and, you know, witnessing, you know, racism, you know, firsthand, even, you know what I'm saying, in, you know, early 21st century, you know, till now. So there's a lot of validity in this thing. And be sure, man, if you haven't read, checked out his the David Banner interview with Vlad TV, be sure to, you know, to do that, man. And be sure that we put that on the page and wrap that. All
right. Right.
All right, man. It's some more hip hop news, man. This is real crazy. My man Scott Storch. If y'all don't know who Scott Storch is, man, he started out with the Roots as a keyboard player, and, you know, kind of branched off and started doing his own thing and became one of the, you know, super producers of you know, I want to say, you know, early 2000, whatever. Yeah. He put some monster hits on. I mean, he did Lil' Kim Light Us Up, he did Beyonce's Baby Boy, he did Christina Aguilera's Fighter. He did some Britney Spears shit. He did Candy Shop. I mean, he put some work in. So, but anyway, to go on to say, man, his $70 million at one time. Now the man has filed for bankruptcy, and he only has $100,000 to his name. He goes on to claim that he has assets totaling $3,600. The assets are 3,000 in watch, 500 in clothing, and 100 in cash. If you follow this career, he had a real, real bad drug addiction. And kind of, you know, checked out for a little bit. And, you know, he goes on to say that he spent $30 million on drugs alone in a 6-month span.
Damn, man.
Crazy. What you got to say about that, man?
Man, that is crazy. I remember when he got with Lil' Kim for a minute, he was tricking off of her. I think, like, he wanted to buy her, like, a yacht or something, man. But, yo, that's sad, man, because, like you said, Storch got hits, you know, not to mention he played keys on Carter 2001, so, and then that made it $1 million. So I know he made, you know, a hell of money throughout his career. Like you said, early 20s, man, you know, Storch was the go-to at the candy shop, Lean Back, the original version. You know, so, yeah, hits, man, but, you know, cocaine, a hell of a drug, man.
Hey, sure thing. He kind of took the words out of my mouth, man. Like, but cocaine is definitely a hell of a drug. I mean, 30 million in 6 months? I mean, how did that happen? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a problem. That's an issue. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though? One thing I understand is, because I knew he was charging at one point like a mil per beat. Like, dude, I understand you blew, well, you snorted 30, man, but he stopped making money. Like, he stopped doing beats. Not only was he, you know, behind his mountain, literally his mountain in a way, it's like he stopped working. Like, dude, like, you can't do both, man. You know, I support you what happened if you stopped working. Like, he just fell off the place of the earth, man. You know, I hope he gets his life together, but damn, man, 30 million in 6 months, that's crazy.
The beauty of it is that he can bounce back from this, and he, you know, if he still has the talent that, you know, he has, or that he has, you know, been over the years, you know, he can bounce back from this, and I mean, you know, and maybe build himself back to what he was, or whatever the case may be. But man, he gotta get that shit help for real. Like, rehab, something. He gotta get that under control, man. I mean, 30 million. I mean, I hate to see that, like a rehab. So I'm like, wow, that's crazy, man. I hope he get his life together, man. We definitely don't want to see anybody, you know what I'm saying, you know, on their knees and begging or you know what I'm saying, kick them while they down. So you know, shout out to Scott Storch, man. Hopefully he can, you know, get himself together, man, get back, get right, and get back in the studio, man, you know, get back to what you love, what you're known for, and make that
happen. Get your shit together, man.
All right, it's some more news. Drake, as I like to call him, the Panda Bear, was in the news. basically, he was featured on his first installment, Faders Obey Your Thirst, which is a documentary series, on him and I guess other MCs, sponsored by Sprite. In the video, Drake says that artists no longer need to go to New York City to become successful. He goes on to say, all these guys that are like, you gotta go to New York to make it happen, no, you don't, man. That's dead now. Do it the way the Weekend did it. Do it the way the Party Next Door did it. Do it the way I did it. Do it from where you're at. All I did was find a way to make people proud of our city, which is Toronto. The artists from our city, their whole objective was to get out. So I just had to flip that way of thinking. Rap music has always been about storytelling, he says. I've never seen the sense in crafting a story that isn't my own. Just rapping is not really impressive anymore. There just has to be more. You have to be a multi-layered artist. My father was like, if you really want to shock the world, you'll sing and rap. I was like, you're crazy. This is like the worst possible idea. But I went ahead and did it, and I'm successful now. So, what you
got to
say about that, man? I think he someone has a point.
You know what? He does have a point. Especially like we talked a few weeks ago about how everybody's copying everybody's style. So, yeah, you don't have to go to New York. But you have artists like ASAP Rocky and French Montana that adopted like the Southern style. So, no, you know, New York is no longer, you know, the make or break, you know, mecca of the world. I mean, he came from Toronto. He's been a buzz while he's north of the, you know, say north of the country before he got signed to, you know, Cash Money. So, while it helps, you know, it helps, but it's not going to, you know, make or break. As far as what he's saying about not being just a rapper these days, me, you know, coming from the golden era, I agree to a certain extent, but the foundation of hip-hop is lyrics. I don't give a damn how you sing. I don't get that you got the best hooks. You better have bars, man. you gotta have bars. I mean, obviously now to be a mainstream success, you'll have to have bars, but if you want to be respected, I mean, you can get the money, but if you want to be respected, it's a big difference there. If you want to be respected, you gotta have bars. You know, so You know, I mean, that's one of the reasons, and I hate to like my grandparents or something, but that's one of the reasons why I'm not too keen on this newer style of rap. I don't want to call it hip hop, you know, because everybody's so keen on showing how much swag they got, how much money they got, how much trapping they doing. That's cool. Yo, Mobb Deep was lyrical. They was trapping. Trapping has not just, it's not a new, I mean, it might be a new name, but they've been selling dope in the trap house. Mobb Deep,
right.
Cartel
right.
was doing it long before it became a trap. They did it lyrically, so, you know, just take pride in what you do. But like you said, I agree, you don't have to have New York's back anymore to become a star.
Yeah, I mean, I think that formula has been proven. If you kind of look at, you know, what's all that has taken place, you know, in the history of hip-hop, you know, N.W.A., you know, didn't have to go to New York to be who they are. And their sound was authentic, and they were kind of the ones who, you know, started that trend as far as, you know, man, we could do it right here where we're at. You know, if they fill us here, they'll fill us anywhere. You know, you look at, you know, Scarface and Ghetto Boys, same thing with them. You look at Cash Money. You know, once you get your cosign from your area, your region, man, you know, you can pretty much do whatever, you know, dominate, have it. You're here. And with, you know, social media now and YouTube and all that crazy shit, man, I mean, you know, your sound is going to get out, and if people like it, they don't like it. It don't matter, you know where you at, or you know where you went to go get it done. If they like it, you know, it's going to appeal to you. I mean, you look at Atlanta. I mean, Atlanta has become really one of the, you know, go-to places if you're trying to, you know, get in the music scene. Whereas, you know, you go back, not even, you know, 15, 20 years, you know, you say you was a rapper from Atlanta, man, you would get laughed at. So, I agree with what he's saying, man, but you know, you also have to see the trend that's happened in hip hop over the years that has made that possible. Because, you know, coming out in the golden era early, if you didn't pop in New York, your shit wasn't getting played flat.
Exactly.
And you know, that's just what it was. You know, that's when Apollo was the Apollo. You know, if you could go home, you go home to 125th Street and go in that arena and make shit happen, then you're doing it.
Apollo, and if you come out the tunnel, then you know he was official.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, but I think that's a validity with Drake, with what he said, man. You know, shout out to Drake, man. Definitely have to check out that series, man. You know, Spice putting on, so we'll definitely have to, you know, keep a lookout for that, all right? All right, man, some weird news is real crazy. My man Rick Ross is arrested for kidnapping and aggravated assault and aggravated battery. All right? So Rick Ross was arrested on, today, actually, for kidnapping, aggravated assault and aggravated battery charges. He was arrested in Fayette County, Georgia, which we talked about on the last show.
Why would the high school at?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Don't get caught doing dirt in Fayette County, man. That's like, no. That's like one of the, that's the equivalent of, I don't know if anybody's been to Cobb County, Georgia. If you ever been to Cobb County, listen.
Count on being busted. Count on being busted. That's what, that's what Cobb County
is, man. That's worse than Cobb County, man. Straight up. But, Harry, it goes on to say Ross and Adrian James are being held in Fayette County, Georgia jail for allegedly getting into a fight with a gentleman by the name of Jonathan Zamudio, a landscaper who was working on Rick Ross's ground, which used to be the boxer, Holyfield's house. Ross and James are accused of pistol whipping him and chipping his teeth. Zamundo was also reportedly held inside the guest house against his will. The pair was denied bond and will be held until a Superior Court hearing scheduled for July 1st. You know, so you get arrested for marijuana 2 weeks ago, and now you got you know what I'm saying, kidnapping and battery and assault charges. Oh, boy. What you got to say about that, man?
You know what? It seems like Rob Smith is hustling backwards, man. You know, first of all, he was a drug kingpin. They can't find out he's a CO. Now he's trying to go reverse and trying to prove everybody that was gangster, how gangster he is. I don't understand, Ross, man. I think the weight loss got to his head. You know, how hard do you have to be, man, to kidnap your landscaper, man? Like, what could he possibly have done to make you want to pistol whip him, for real? We ain't got grass low enough? Man, fuck out of here, man. Like, for real, man. I don't get it, Ross, man. The dude's hustling backwards. You know, it's not even believable anymore. And it's like, say, out there in Fayette County, dude, they going to sit his ass down. Really. He will sit really? In there until the first, for real, man. And yeah, I don't understand, man. He's hustling backwards. For
way backwards. You don't want to play with them boys down there, man, in Fayette County. that's for sure. You don't want to do that, man. He's going to find out here very shortly that just because, you know, you have a name and you're known and, you know, you got some money and all that, that they gives no fucks about none of that.
Yeah.
And especially, you know what I'm saying, we're talking about some felony charges, man. They're looking for a reason, to, you know what I'm saying, to lock you up. You know what I'm saying? So don't give them a reason. I mean, your landscaper, man, you could kick the guy off the damn ground or whatever if he, you know, did a bad job or whatever. But so pistol whip the guy and chip his teeth and all that, I mean, that don't make no sense, man. Like, yeah, man, you bugging out. You bugging out. And speaking of that, my man, you know, said some more news in the law. My man, Sean P. Diddy Combs, was in the news. He was out of his son's college out there at UCLA, and he ended up getting into an argument with the strength and conditioning coach out there and picks up a kettlebell and proceeds to swing it at the gentleman. I'm not sure if it connected or not. But he ended up getting arrested, and he's out on bond or whatever right now. But, LA, I guess, I won't say LAPD, but UCPD is going to be, I guess, holding this case here. But, I mean, listen, I don't understand, first of all, why is your dad at practice? First and foremost, second of all, you said, you know, this is, you know, he's playing college football, you know, you're going to get, you know, berated and shitted on, as you know, by a coach, especially if you're not performing up to that stature. You know, that's no, you know, reason for you to be out there, you know what I'm saying, to go out there strength and conditioning coach. You know, it makes no sense. So, you know, what you got to say about that, Brent?
And I put him in the same category, Rick Ross, man, hustling backwards. Man, look, if you ever play a sport, if you ever been, you know, in any kind of competition, you know, if you don't perform, you might get benched, you might get set to the side. And from what I read, you know, his son wasn't doing what he's supposed to, you know, wasn't participating, wasn't living up to the standards of what they required him for. So, of course, I'm sending that down somewhere. Now, you might have said some things more than that. That's what happens. You got to come out there and perform. He had a bad attitude. Of course, with him being, you know, at Combs, he went and told his dad, and his dad's like, well, yo, I'm here once a week. I'm Diddy. Ain't going to do this to my son. Dude, your son ain't producing in the first place, man. So here you are. You know, now you're facing, what, you know, assault battery, attempted murder charges because your son want to act a fool and don't want to do what he's supposed to do. Now, both of y'all look stupid.
Right. It's you know, I don't, the whole situation. I understand you want your family first, you want to defend your son and you know, make sure everything's kosher. But, you know, at this point, in this stage in the game, man, you know, you got to ease up, man. Your son is pretty much a grown man at this point. And you got to let him feel for himself. You can't just be, you know, jumping in. You know, he's going to think that's going to be the case, all, you know, the whole time. And he's going to be a sucker. What you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? You gonna go out there if you get hit too hard and pat him on the butt and pick him up and, you know, go after the person that hit him? I mean, that's the equivalent, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, some soccer mom type shit. Like, you know, come on, man, you been doing that. For real. Speaking of that days when he goes on to say, I just realized, boy, I don't like that nigga Puff. He's a fool, man. He goes on to say that Puffy was going to go play out Rick Ross, but he can't do it now because his bail was denied. But he was like, I see why I don't fuck with Puff. So he said he's not giving no more ends to Ciroc or whatever he calls it, sparkling wine. He doesn't even give it a name, but he's talking about the champagne. I forget the name of it, my damn self. Bel-Air, I'm sorry. But he basically said he's giving no more stock to that shit. 50's he's an asshole, man. But I gotta give him props for that one. Dude is a fool, man. So shout out to 50 on that. All right, there's some more news, which is real crazy. Deanie Bolieri, a Fox News contributor and a chief political correspondent at the Conservative Review, went on air as far as with Fox News to say that Barack Obama, our president of the United States, is the rapper in chief in light of using the president using the N word. He goes on to say, and it's not just a matter of being polite to say nigger in public. Barack Obama, this is what he said in the interview anyway. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not. So Bolieri comes on there and says, I mean, he has really dragged in the gutter speak of rap music. She goes on to say, so now he's the first president of rap or street. I mean, come on, he has lowered the stature of the high office of the president of the United States. And the question is, why did he do this? You see all the people coming together in the streets of Charleston, South Carolina, black, white, otherwise coming together, playing, supporting each other, and here's the president making an insane comment using the N-word to really distract it. This is all grand distraction to take away from people uniting. And the president-in-chief, the rapper-in-chief now, is further dividing the country. I find it outrageous. Who in the fuck is this person? I don't know. How do you call? So basically, what you're saying is all rappers use the word nigga, and it's ghetto. What is she going to say? It's gutter rap, and the president is insane for using it, and it's gutter speak. Bree, go ahead, man. I'm gonna let you speak, son.
Man, you know what? I tell you what, just kills me. The term was used, by white folks. I mean, I have to tell you that. It was a derogatory. And now that, black folks want to try to take away its power, now they're upset that they can't use it. Yeah, I mean, that's probably what? At least 500-some words in the dictionary. You mad because you can't use one damn word? And you want to ask why, you want to know why we get upset. So when the president uses the word that you all came up with as a derogatory term, To spark the conversation that racism still exists. See, the GOP and Fox News will have people believe this is a post-racial society, that racism is a thing of the past, and those that think they're still around, they're a little too crazy. No, GOP is racist. Fox News is racist. So, because this man right here used the term to say, hey, I'm going to put this in your face, make you uncomfortable so we can have a discussion about it. Now he's been a rapper. Last time I said, niggas been around long since rap has.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm sick and tired of the GOP and these talking heads using hip hop as an scapegoat. Is it ignorance? Yes, it's that too. There's also teaching, it's also schooling, it's also political, it's also conscious. So stop using hip hop as a scapegoat because you feel bad about you, what your ancestors have done, and you just can't look in the mirror and say, you know what, this is something that is a problem that still exists. We need to fix this problem. It's easier to point the finger than it is to accept blame.
Right. Exactly. You know, they use the N-word in, you know what I'm saying, the Godfather, but we don't hear, you know, nobody calling that speech or anything about that. I mean, fuck out of here with that shit, man. I mean, I'm over, you know, the whole Fox News, GOP, fuck all of them, as far as I'm concerned. Anything that, probably that somebody, you know, says something to say, you know, bad about hip hop and, you know, what is gutter speech and, you know, all this other shit. Basically, don't know the culture. Don't know that it was birthed out of you know, sheer, you know, poverty and gangs getting together and saying, you know what, we're going to chill and, you know, do something positive because, you know, politicians and correspondents like herself, you know, have pretty much bankrupt and fucked that government up. So, I would just say, you know, do your research before you start, you know, talking that shit. So,
on Ice Cube said, on what album was it? On Raw Footage, he said, y'all wouldn't blame me for gangsta rap. He said, well, I'm blaming y'all motherfuckers for causing the condition for me to make gangsta rap.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Real quick before we get into the original and the sample, man, gotta give a shout out to LL Cool J, man, who will be a part of the class of 2006 Walk of Fame. So my man will be going in, you know what I'm saying, along with Bruno Mars, Cindy Lauper, Adam Levine, and Kevin Hart. So that will be your 2016 class of the Walk of Fame. So shout out to LL, 14 albums, you know what I'm saying, debuted in 85, of course, of radio, you know what I'm saying, Big N Def in 87, Mama Said, Knock You Out, and then, you know, that came out 9, Mr. Smith, 95, I mean, you know, do what you want. Personally, I think, you know, lately he's kind of fell off and kind of catered to, you know, the women or whatever the case may be. But in his early goings, you know, I don't know, so probably up to that Mr. Smith album in 95, you know, after this thing, you know, it was real dope. So it's good to see hip hop represented, you know, at the Walk of Fame. So what you guys say about that, Blake?
No, that's when he was raw. You know, that's when he kind of went, you know, more for the ladies. But he dropped, you know, a posse cut every now and then, and he's still raw with it. You know, again, going back to what I said about Drake, man, look, I don't care how the best singer you are. I don't care if you rap straight for ladies, you got to have bars. And in that album, he went for ladies, but he still had bars, though.
There you go. True indeed, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to LL, man, definitely. All right, man, we're going to the original and the sample, man. We just gonna get into it. Tonight's original comes from a group, age group, Real Live, Mr. Now, if you all know who Mr. is, I'm gonna have to, you gotta have to do your homework, Google him. But they had a critically acclaimed song, man. If you grew up in the 80s like I did, then as soon as I drop this, you're going to know exactly, you know, what I'm talking about. And right after that, we're going to get to the sample, come back, speak on it, and do our thing. Zip out this video. Again, man, we're going to sample. Mr., here we go. Let's rock.
Make it all you said, I need you so. that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole.
Like a Mexican, this Mexican again. No remorse, it was meant to happen. Besides rapping, only thing I did good was scratching until the end of time.
Right. So, indeed, man, it was
definitely a legend, you know, on all fronts and all sides. I mean, you know, like I said, man, his voice is definitely missed for sure. But we definitely wanted to pay homage to him on his birthday. Didn't do it last week, but we wanted to make sure that we still did that, you know what I'm saying, and let him know that, of course, man, he's definitely missed in the game. Just missed, period, by all people. So, shout out to Pac, shout out to Johnny J, man. You know, the whole, you know, West Side and you know, that Death Row camp that was back then.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit, man, it was real life. So, shout out to Pac, man. Rest in peace. All right, Brie, we're going to do our thing like we normally do. Of course, man, you got to let everybody know what's going on with the Court of Politics. And, of course, when is the next time the hip-hop feud is going to be taking place, my man?
Oh, man, no, actually, there's a lot coming up in July. Not sure if you heard about it yet, but it's going to be the 10th annual DC Loves Dilla. It's going to be, that's going to be July 10th. That's coming up. And so I got to check my calendar, but, you know, my hip-hop feud for July is going to be the third Thursday. Again, you know, the month, I got to check my calendar, see what day it is. And then that's up, man. That's really it. You know, of course, check out the blog and everything. You know, check me out, www.cornerpolitics.org. And, yeah, man, just be on the lookout for some more posts and the hip-hop feud. And if you can make it, you know, come on out to Dilla, the man.
No doubt. Of course, the DC Loves Dilla. Man, we're going to try to see what we can do to get up there for that. Of course, now, when Miguel Iwa Ferguson comes and the Sweet for My Dukes Orchestra is there, we come to D.C. by all means. However, we're going to see what we can do about the D.C. Love Brother, which is always a hot joint. Definitely, it probably rivals, you know, Detroit and L.A. as far as, you know, their tribute concerts and all that. So definitely want to see if we can make it for that, man. You know, as far as Hip Hop Heads Radio is concerned, man, we're going to keep rocking like we do, man. You know, of course, I've got to definitely appease the people out there, get back in the lab and do a little bit more. And here I've been, so, you know, the crazy thing is I've been asked on SoundCloud, you know, so for more beats. So I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, I got to find the time and the day to do it, man. But I don't want to do it disappointing my people out there. There's, you know, definitely been showing love and support, man. So the beats will be coming out. Be on the lookout for that. And, of course, Mixdown Friday. I may have to switch to Mixdown Saturday. We'll see how it goes. But I definitely, you know, have to get behind, you know, the boys and you know, the turntables to do some more mixing. So, you know, one of the two, all that's going to happen. So, that is really...
We should do a summer one, too.
Yeah, you said
something.
Yeah. True to be, man. I gotta make that shit happen. So, I definitely want to be able to do that. Talk to my man, Kieran, man, hitting us up. I know you've been going away out there, you know what I'm saying? Definitely bring your thing out there in London. Shout out to Kieran, man. You know, he's been busy, but he's back. You know, definitely want to give a shout out to him. Captain Cook, man, he was the fool. You know, shout out to you, too. You know what I'm saying? The whole Cypher Sounds, of course, Flayhouse, my man David Byers. Of course, Black Widow is definitely getting that house back together, man, which is also, that's some dope news. Definitely can't wait to get her back on here and, you know, wreck it like she normally does. But, you know, she's getting that help, which is first and foremost. And we definitely want to, you know, make sure that's Coke Study, man. But that's pretty much what we got going on over here with Pop Heads Radio, man. Same shit. But, you know what I'm saying, we're going to throw some, sprinkle some new shit up in there too, man. So, like we always say, man, don't sell yourself to fall in love with anything in the world. Keep God first, everything else will fall in line. Again, man, thank y'all for coming out, man, and listening to Hip Hop Pledge Radio. This is your man, DJ CJ. I'm with my man, Breezy Taylor. And, of course, the sexiest engineer in the building, Mr. Artisa Williams, man. Signing off. Peace and love. See y'all next week. One.
Peace.